I'm Blythe Daniel.
Hi, I'm Kaylin Daniel.
And you're listening to the Radical Radiance Podcast. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Radical Radiance Podcast. I am your host, Rebecca George, and I'm so excited about the conversation I have for you today. I am joined by my literary agent, Blythe Daniel, and her daughter, Kaylin Daniel, to talk all about their newest book, Let's Be Friends. Now, if you are the mama of a tween girl, if you know a tween girl, if you know a mom of a tween girl, this conversation is for you, but don't tune out if those three things don't describe you, because I think there's something in this conversation for all of us as it pertains to the challenges, the frustrations at times of friendship. And so we've actually been talking about friendship quite a bit around here lately. If you haven't listened to the conversation with Elizabeth Lang Thompson a few weeks ago, she just released a book about friendship loss, which was a great, great conversation. So make sure you listen to that one too. And check out Let's Be Friends. Help me welcome Blythe and Kaylin to the show. Ladies, I am so excited to welcome you, Blythe, back to the podcast. And Kaylin, I'm so excited to just finally get to connect with you and get to know you. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're excited. So I am super excited to dig into your newest book, Let's Be Friends. But I also want to do a quick intro for our friends who maybe weren't with us in the past. We've had you, Blythe, on the podcast several times to talk about my book, Do the Thing, and your role in bringing that to life. And for our friends who've never heard from you before, I'd love for you to just open up by sharing a little bit about your role as a literary agent and what maybe even what that experience has been like as you've pursued this project with your daughter. I'd love to just hear a little bit of that story.
I'd love to share, because it is a passion of mine to help other people get their books published. And so as a literary agent, you know, a lot of times I think of myself as maybe a book doula or a maybe a book shepherd, even just kind of shepherding along the path with someone.
Yeah.
Going from idea to publication. And that process for me is exciting, and I love it because I get to see a person's idea and help them shape it and get it to publishers and then see it come out as a book. And it was especially, you know, amazing for me to be able to do that with Kaylin in our book, Let's Be Friends, because we really wanted to do this project together. And we shared from our own perspective in the book. And so it was really fun to just encourage Kaylin along and hopefully add but not take away from her own thoughts and what she brought to the book. And so it's just really special to experience it together, and also for her to see like what I do during the day, how I help people with their books. Just that whole process of what it means to be a literary agent. And so to be able to do that with her and walk through the steps with her was really, really a special time for me.
I love that so much. Well, and in a similar way, Kaylin, I would love to hear from you. What was it like to work alongside your mom and to see more of her world and to kind of see that behind the scenes of how a book comes to life?
I really liked working with me, and obviously we're already pretty close as mom and daughter, so that wasn't too hard, but I liked, you know, exploring what she does. I remember going to a conference once, and all these people wanted to crowd around her and ask her about their book, and I remember thinking, man, I didn't realize she was this popular. Like, I didn't think that...
I love that!
People, like, wanted to be around her, and not that nobody loves her, but I just never really saw that, especially because most of the time she emails people. She doesn't... She will sometimes call people, but not as much as emailing, so... I really liked it.
Yeah, that had to have been such a special experience for you, because it is probably interesting to watch what she does in her daily life, but then to see the real face-to-face impact of that in those conversations and how those ideas continue to come to life has to be really special. And that becomes all the more real when you're actually working on a book together. And so I think that's so special. And with that, I'd love to just talk about, I always love asking authors this, How did you begin to sort of discover the need for this book? I love your heart behind it, and I think it's so needed for tween girls right now, especially with what's going on in culture, and friendship isn't going to get any easier. And so I love that I'm seeing more resources come out, particularly about friendship, but I haven't seen a whole lot for tween girls. And so I would just love to hear the behind the scenes of how that happened.
I think it mainly started with me, honestly. I mean, she started a little bit before it actually happened, but I think it mainly started with these ideas that I started having in my head about how my friends were treating me and how these problems started to rise, and I was not most appreciative, obviously. I thought it was super painful and hard to go through, and so I think my mom helped me navigate that and just let me know that she had all these friendship struggles as well. And then she came up with the idea to write the book because she noticed all these struggles and how we can help everybody else relate to these.
I'll never forget.
Yeah, I love that.
I'll never forget how the opportunity came for us to go to a conference here in our city. And I asked Kaylin and her brother if they wanted to go with me, and they did. And there was an editor there, a very special editor. And Kaylin had the opportunity to sign up for an appointment with this editor. And so she came home from the first day, and she put together her ideas on paper. And I don't think I really guided you on that, did I?
Not really.
And so
I love that.
So like we printed off her paper, and this is the feeling that I just want to freeze on or just remember, is that we went into her appointment and I prayed for her and then watched her walk in for her appointment. And then I quickly went downstairs and moved out of the way so that she can have this opportunity. And it was so special to watch her child walk in something that is hard for even adults to do, but she was not deterred by any nervousness or any fear because she just felt so strong about being able to share her idea with an editor. And what would you add to that?
I guess I just never thought that these ideas could come to life, that there wasn't any other way but to just express them in like my own thoughts and just to get in my room, just really sad. But I never thought paper was, I guess, an idea, the way to express them until I actually wrote the book and realized how amazing it is to be able to write down your feelings and your thoughts for others.
The Rebecca Reed's book for November is How to Resurrect a Dead Prayer Life, Transforming Your Prayers into a Spirit-Empowered, Life-Giving Adventure by Bill Thrasher. Prayer is vital, the very heartbeat of our Christian journey. But maybe today you're feeling discouraged, disheartened, and distracted in your prayer life. Bill, a devoted teacher, father, and husband, presents clear and actionable steps to resurrect your prayer life. Rediscover the joy of prayer and get your copy of How to Resurrect a Dead Prayer Life, Transforming Your Prayers into a Spirit-Empowered, Life-Giving Adventure wherever you like to buy books. Radical Radiance is brought to you this month by the Dwell Bible app. In our busy lives, finding quiet moments to read the Bible, it can be challenging. I get it. Traditional reading-focused apps demand undivided attention. You have to carve out specific time and space in your day, but this also means missing opportunities to engage with Scripture in your car or during workouts or while you're just completing tasks around the house. And that's where the Dwell Bible app comes in, offering an audio-based solution. It lets the Word be read over you throughout your day. I've used Dwell for a long time, and my favorite part is all of the voice options. Felix's warm and inviting voice has always been my personal favorite. And hey, there's also a 25% discount on a yearly subscription waiting just for you. Go to dwellbible.com/radicalradiance to buy today. Yeah, it's really healing, isn't it? To kind of work through, because some of the things you talk about in this book, I would imagine, Kaylin, have come from a place of experience because friendship doesn't always go well, right? And there's some tensions and some hard things that happen in friendship. And so I I can say from experience too, and other things I've written, that it can just be such a healing experience to kind of work through that with the Lord, whether that's the version people read on a shelf or sometimes it's just for you to get it out. But I love that you got to do that. So the book that you took to that editor was this book in its first form. Is that what I'm hearing?
Mm-hmm. It only had about 5 devotionals at that time, but yeah, it was
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I love this question too. When you look at the book now versus when you remember walking in that room and talking to that editor, is it what you imagined it would be, or has it shifted and changed since then?
In some ways, it stayed the same, but in a lot of ways, I feel like it changed. For starters, it was actually supposed to be for an older group, but we changed it.
Okay.
And I think I like it a lot better because I realized that there was a lot more younger people that I needed to target, not just the older people, because there are younger people than me that have friendship struggles. So when I decided to change it, I noticed that it was definitely the right decision, that it was very well thought out, even though I wasn't so sure about it. I knew that it was a really good decision. And so that changed, but I really like how that changed. And I also, just how I started wording things, I started going a lot deeper in some of the devotionals compared to starting out. I started just opening up so much more, and I think that helped it a lot more.
I love that. Well, I wonder, is there something as you look back, and this can be either of you, and you reflect on seeing the book come together, writing the book, was there a topic that you felt like you were really personally impacted by as you were writing maybe one of these? I was just scanning through them this afternoon, and that question came to me, and thinking, I know for me, when I write, I can look back and consider maybe a chapter or a story that as I recounted that and shared it with others, I was just impacted by it again. Is there something like that for y'all?
I have a lot of devotionals that I think impacted me, but I'd say personally, I have more like a section. It's the being a friend section that I have. It's mainly because it just kind of, I use examples from my friends, good and bad, I guess, about how to be a good friend.
Sure.
And so I feel like it just kind of opens up what I want to be like. And I think it's just drawn me deeper into my character and stuff.
Yeah.
I think love that. What I was able to reflect on, as well as watching Kaylin share from her current experiences, was what it was like for me as a teenager when I experienced those friendship struggles and how God has really become the best friend for me throughout these years of friendship ups and downs. And so some of the sections towards the end of the book where we talk about building a foundation of faith or becoming part of God's family, really understanding what it means to have a relationship with God, because our relationship with God impacts our friendships. It helps our friendships. It helps us when those friendships, you know, turn awkward or hard. And so I think for me, it was just really good to come full circle and see how God's really met me in those places of pain and hurt over the years. And he still does that for us. And so I especially enjoy just seeing those things come to mind that God brought back, and hopefully encouraging, you know, Kaylin's peers and friends that are this, you know, tween age teenagers, that there is much more for them than just what they see, but God will equip them and fill their hearts, especially when their hearts are hurt from friendships.
Yeah, that's so good. And as you were both talking, I couldn't help but think of a question. I've never asked you this, Blythe, but I would be curious. You know, a lot of times in writing, maybe we're tackling a harder topic where it does cause us to have to recount maybe a tough moment in a friendship. In your all's instance, as that was what you were writing about, how would you coach a writer or maybe encourage a writer who's really wrestling with, like, does this go to the world at large? Or how do I hold this tough thing that I can see God at work in me through, and I want to help other people because of what I've learned, but how do I protect me? How do I protect the other person? Is that making sense? Mm-hmm. Because we all have to wrestle through that in writing, you know?
I would say for me, it probably, if you could think about if that person read what you wrote, would they see redemption in it? Not just the hard story and what happened,
yeah,
but where redemption came, because we have a story in the book that Kaylin shares about a hard story and cafeteria and friendships and what happens there. And I would hope that girls who read the book can identify with that and think about things that they've gone through. But Kaylin brings the redemptive side of it in to talk about how it allowed her to talk face-to-face with girls. And so I would just encourage writers to think about including and being vulnerable, but also giving that redemptive side, that if someone were to read the book, who knows you, that they would see how God used that to bring redemption to that person's, to your life. Yeah.
Something else I was thinking about, Blythe, as I was reading the book and thinking about our conversation, was what would be your advice to moms? We're going to have a lot of moms listening to this episode who have tween girls or who have young girls and are thinking about their friendships and they want to guide and, you know, steward them well. How would you encourage them as they navigate their own tweens friendship ups and downs? How would you want to encourage them?
I would want to encourage moms who are listening that you play such an important role in your daughter's life because you are the person that can listen to her, pray for her, which isn't something to be taken lightly, like really, really praying for your child. And sometimes that comes with tears and faithful praying as they leave the house in the morning, even after they've gone, and throughout the day. And when they come home, that you are praying together and covering them in prayer, but also listening to them. That sometimes we just need to listen, right? And we want to be able to share our heart and maybe provide some encouragement. But I just want to encourage moms that you being the best listener and praying for them and sometimes saying, you know what, I don't have an answer, but let's ask God that answer and show your children in Scripture where God has answered His children so faithfully. And I think pointing them to Scripture where maybe it's that you study a book of the Bible together, or, you know, you work through topics that are found in Scripture. And how did those people handle that? You know, there's so much rejection, so many stories of people not feeling like they have much to offer or fitting in. And so the Bible is full of those stories that we can go to and get encouragement. You know, you might want to even read a psalm with your daughter over a period of a month, go through a psalm a day, because those really do bring encouragement and sometimes really nail what we're feeling in our heart that David has written so well, that we can just say that over each other and pray that together. So my encouragement would be your presence makes such a difference in your daughter's life. And even if they may not want you some of the time to be there for them, find out when your daughter wants to talk to you, find out when she just wants you to listen, and just be open to what the relationship looks like now and what it could look like. If you maybe aren't as close right now as you want to be, giving it some time and some space for God to work in your relationship and to listen to Him and how you can help guide your daughter through the struggles that she's having.
Yeah, that's so good. You know, you mentioned rejection. That's one of the things that you do unpack a little bit in the book. And certainly one of the harder things that we all face in friendship, but particularly with tween girls in the context of this book. And I'd love to just hear from either or both of you on how you might speak to listeners, encouraging them about the topic and how do we move forward past those moments of rejection that we all face?
I think it really starts with forgiving those people that who hurt you really hard. And it's really hard to do, but I've learned to forgive them, and I feel like I've been more happy in bringing that forgiveness to God, just telling Him that these people did not treat me right, but I know that You are greater than them and You are greater than any pain, so You can take that pain to Him.
That's so good.
I think that's amazing. She is so right, and I think one of the things that as we're moving through that is that to realize that sometimes girls might act in a certain way that isn't really as much about us as it is them trying to get their needs met. And so it can come as rejection to us, but sometimes it's girls mostly thinking about themselves and thinking about what they hope to see happen. And so sometimes when pain comes, it isn't as intentional. It isn't as directed at us sometimes as it is just them trying to find what they're looking for. And we happen to be in the place where we get rejected. But as Kaylin said, when we take that pain to God, you know, He wants to show us love even when it hasn't been shown to us from other people. And we know we can find it always from God. And that's just such a good point to remember that He'll never reject us. He'll never turn His back on us. And we can take what we're experiencing to Him and ask Him to help us move through that.
Yeah, that's so good. And in the same vein, you know, here on earth, we have imperfect relationships, and imperfect relationships and friendships are filled with unmet expectations a lot of times. And that's something else that we all face in friendship, in marriage, in relationship of any sort, you know, in our lives. And so I wonder, how can unmet expectations get us in trouble specific to friendships? What's that look like for you guys?
I think one expectation that we might have of other people would be that we would hope that they would treat us like we would like to be treated. And sometimes we have to be the one that goes above and beyond and treats people well. It doesn't mean that we get stepped on and don't have good boundaries. And we do talk about that some, but sometimes we can have expectations of how other people will treat us or include us or make us feel loved. And so then we start to maybe hold a grudge or, you know, put up a wall between us and that person because they didn't come through for us the way that we wanted them to. But I think Kaylin does such a good job of talking about, like, being a friend shows you a lot about who you are. And this is one example of that, where having expectations of other people really shows us sometimes about where we're placing our faith and where we're placing who we are and our identity in other people rather than on God.
Yeah. Another way to say what you're saying, both of you, is we often put these expectations on other people for things that we find in the Lord, right? And so we're seeking other people's approval or our identity or and we could just go on and on of the things that we're seeking in earthly friendships, where as a follower of Christ, our identity is in Him. And, you know, how often do I call a friend or text a friend when something happens rather than my knee-jerk reaction being to pray and go to Him in prayer first, right? And so even you know, thinking about unmet expectations and others challenges me in my own relationship with the Lord, because I think so often we are going to other people in our lives before we're going to God. And so, I think that's always something I'm thinking about when I'm thinking about unmet expectations. So that's so good. Well, there is one question that I ask every guest that comes on Radical Radiance. I've asked you this, Blythe, probably 5 times in our friendship, but I've never asked this to you, Kaylin. And so I'd love for you to both answer with whatever comes to your mind. So the podcast is called Radical Radiance, which has a heart to just encourage and equip women with conversations that will help us learn more about what it looks like to radiate the heart of Jesus in all that we do in our life, our work, our friendships, our relationships. And it's all based off this verse in Psalm 34. Back to the Psalms, like we were talking about a few minutes ago. It's verse 5. It says, "Those who look to Him are radiant, and their faces shall never be covered in shame." And so the question I love asking is, what about Jesus makes you radiant?
I think the way that I just feel His love and His presence, it makes me happy. It makes me have peace, and it makes me feel like warm, and I feel like I don't have anything to fear in the moment. I'm just still, and I have all my pain is gone, and I just and it makes me happy, and I just feel like I need to just jump up and around and just praise him because he's so good.
I love that.
I think that just summarizes it so well. I think that one of the things that about Jesus that makes me feel radiant is his faithfulness and the way that even when I make mistakes as a mom, as a wife, as a daughter, that Jesus is still so faithful to not, because it's not based on what we do, it's based on who we are. And so I love how he's such a faithful God, such a faithful father, and so good as our friend. And so just that we can lean on him more as someone who directs our paths, but also directs us in our friendships, that we can trust him with our friendships here on earth, and we can trust him for our friendship with him.
That's so good. I love that. Well, tell everyone, where can they connect with both of you? Where can they grab Let's Be Friends for maybe the tween girl in their life? Maybe it's a Christmas gift that they're searching for and they haven't quite crossed off all the tweens in their life and they want to go grab it. Where can they get it?
Well, we would love to connect with friends, new and old. And we do have, both of us are on social media. Both of us are on Facebook. So Blythe Daniel or Kaylin Daniel Author on Facebook. Also on Instagram, Blythe Daniel or Kaylin Daniel Author. And then we do have a website called letsbefriendsbook.net. And on there, it does list places where our book can be found, but typically we have people purchase it at Barnes & Noble, christianbook.com, Parable, and Amazon.
Right.
So we would love to hear from you. And especially if there's a way that we can pray for you or for your daughter. We know that there's a lot up against girls these days, and we would love to be able to pray for you. And it's our heart to just really help encourage girls in their friendship. So we would love to know if there's anything that we can do to help you in that process.
I love that. Well, I am so incredibly thankful for both of you and just for your wisdom, both of you, Kaylin and Blythe, as you have written this book. And I know it's going to be such an encouragement to so many tween girls. And I just can't wait for our listeners to get their hands on it. So thank you again for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having us.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Blythe and Kaylin. Make sure and go grab a copy of Let's Be Friends wherever you like to buy books. And hey, if this conversation was particularly encouraging to you, there are two ways that you could really help us out. Number one would be leaving a 5-star rating and a written review for the Radical Radiance podcast wherever you like to listen. This really helps get the podcast into the hands of more listeners who would be encouraged by the conversations we're having around here. The second way that you can help is if you know a mom of a tween girl, would you be willing to share this with them? Or let's say you're the mom of a tween girl and you have some friends in your life who also would be encouraged in how to encourage their daughter around the topic of friendship. If you would share this episode with them, it would mean the absolute world to me. I can't wait to be back with you next episode for another amazing conversation. I will talk to you then.